End of stage. What stage was today?
Stage two.
Stage two. En route to the hotel. Long bus transfers. We promised. Promised Niall we'd do a bus. Bring the bus chronicles back in the bus. I'm sitting here with undressed, but very sharp, Luke Plapp. Where did you finish today, Plappy?
Finished third today on stage two. It was a nice sunny day here in the Switzerland mountainside.
I noticed you were rugged up, eh? You had a lot of kit on.
Yeah, I learned that one from Durbo and Meza, actually. It's called the final package.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, if you back yourself in the finish, rug up at the start.
And it's one of those sort of old school methods. The favorites, they always have the most clothing on. I had a summer jersey on today, if you noticed. But I heard you say that you started taking your kit off when you saw Simon Yates take his kit off. Is that true?
It was. I saw both Yates brothers take it off.
Both of them?
Both.
Who was first, Adam or Simon?
They both looked at each other and just didn't even say a word. It was just that twin instinct. Both just gave each other the nod and straight off.
Started undressing.
Yeah.
And then it was your turn.
Then it was my turn. I joined in.
And then you felt good.
Felt good. And
you look good now. I mean, Happy, do you remember the teammate we used to have? Didn't you wear like a toga? Sometimes he'd rock up to the front of the bus for debriefs just with a t-shirt on. At least you're wearing a towel.
I got a towel on.
Staying warm in the bus. Yep. It's been a cold couple of days, hasn't it?
It has been a cold couple of days, but we're driving back in the blue skies and sun now rather than the snow of yesterday, so the rest of the week looks really nice, so hopefully it stays like that.
We've been lucky, and tomorrow's a big day.
Very big day.
What awaits tomorrow? I don't know if we're allowed to say that, otherwise they'll beep this out. But time trial tomorrow.
Yeah, time trial tomorrow.
I heard you talking to someone in the bunch, or no, you were having a conversation with one of your mates in the bus before the start. That was... You sort of involved everyone in the bus in that phone conversation. Who were you actually talking to? Spinky was taping you up and you're on the phone.
Yeah, my coach back in Australia.
Oh, that was your coach?
Yeah, coach back in Australia. So the time zones don't really work too well.
And you were telling him that it was time trial tomorrow, and you'd either be starting pretty late or sort of towards the end.
He was more concerned about the time I was starting so he could watch it back home in Australia.
But now it's safe to say you'll be starting third last.
Yeah.
Your third overall.
So he's going to be pretty sleep deprived tomorrow, I'd assume, staying up and watching that.
Who's your minuteman? Or is that Van Drame?
No, who's fourth? I'm chasing.
Oh, fourth, yeah. Who's fourth? Does anyone know who's fourth? Ayuso?
Might be Ayuso.
He turned it around after. Ayuso's fifth overall. Right. He's pretty good, decent enough time trialist, yeah. And this is more or less your big sort of polish off the form before what's to come. What's next for you?
Well, we've got four more days here, and then off.
I know the next 4 days are next, but after this race.
After that, first time going around Italy for me, so we'll see how that goes.
The big Giro, first Giro for you.
First Giro, second Grand Tour, first Giro.
Really? What was your first Grand Tour?
The Vuelta, remember we were in hoop group together every single day.
Did you do that one? No. I probably would have been in that hoop group, but I wasn't in that Vuelta.
I think there was 9 people in Gruppetto, and it was 8 Jayco riders and me with Caden Groves.
Now, you did that.
Happy was there.
You did the Vuelta there, Happy, didn't you? What year was that? 2022.
Yeah, it was grim last week.
So this Giro is your second grandy. You looking forward to it?
It is. Fun fact, UCI Centre. Track's just there.
Oh, we're just passing Eagle, UCI Centre. Good on him. Bathed in sun. And I heard you were... Where have you been before this as Giro, Romandy Giro prep?
Living at the top of a mountain for the last four weeks.
In Andorra?
Andorra, yeah. Which, you're heading there in a couple of weeks, aren't you?
I might be, yeah. But I'm one of the few riders who's booked a hotel low, not altitude, just for a couple of days. I'm not an altitude man, as many people may know. But this year you've already been to Taita?
Yep, first time in Taita.
And Taita and Andorra, which mountaintop do you prefer?
Oh, tied out by country mile. Nixon, oh, really? Jersey every single day. Beautiful sunrise, volcano, no snow.
Was there a lot of snow in Andorra?
Oh, every single day. It was snow walls. But no, Taita was beautiful. But Andorra has its perks as well. But nah, looking forward to...
You're based in Andorra on a daily basis, aren't you?
Yeah, that's my home on a daily basis.
Did you go back there before the Giro?
No, I go straight from here to the Giro. Bit of recon. Do a couple sneaky days recon up the mountains there.
So this race finishes on Sunday, and then you go straight to Turin?
Straight to Turin, do stage one and stage two recon.
Say that again?
Straight to Turin and then do stage one and stage two recon before the race starts.
Because the Giro starts... The first two stages are pretty solid, eh?
First stage is dangerous. Could be a sprint race, could be a GC battle, and then... Stage two is up a 30-minute mountain. GC day.
30 minutes?
GC day straight away.
You like calculating your climbs in minutes, eh?
Minutes.
That was one question in the pre-race meeting. You asked how long the climb was, and you guessed 32 minutes?
Yeah.
That was the second climb, the first climb of the day. It'd be good to see the stats. Do you know how long it took? I'd say It wasn't that long. It wasn't that long. It was fast enough, though. Who was riding?
Ineos, wasn't it?
Ineos or EF. EF, they were riding a good bit today. But it was long enough. How long? The last climb was pretty fast, eh?
28:33.
Oh,
not bad.
Not far off 32 minutes. No, not too bad.
But last climb was quick. Last climb was real quick. 20 minutes, that.
20 minutes. It would actually be interesting to hear, just because I rarely experience the action on the last climbs. So what actually? I did see you on the big screen when they were replaying the sprint, and I could see you were just in the background. So I could see that you'd finished up near the front. But what actually happened? When did you attack?
Yatesy attacked halfway up the climb, and sort of softened the bunch up, and then I seized an opportunity straight after that, and got a nice jump. But you looked after me there on the run in the last 20k into the climb. It was very, very quick. I was more than happy being at the back there with you and Happy.
That was a fast run in, but a classic sort of Swiss run into a climb, big road, and then turned into a headwind. Not too much stress actually when we hit the climb.
There's no need to waste any energy and fight. So
the energy you saved. Oh, thanks, mate. The quality of this team just handed a water.
Mid-podcast.
I have a bit of a dry throat actually. I dry out a bit doing these podcasts. Richard Spink, one of our top men all staff are toppies on this team. But Spink is one of the top physios we have. Big Nottingham Forest fan. Sorry, Danny G.
Forest at 1 point ahead of Luton. Forest at 1 point ahead of Luton. There's 4 games left of the season, all to play for. Premiership survival.
You would have been 5 points ahead, but then you got docked 4A.
Docked four for financial irregularities.
Oh, that's not good for a bottom team, eh? And I heard Danny G's been talking about how Luton, they're playing like a C squad. They've got like 70 players injured, and they're still hanging on. Fair play, eh? Well, hopefully, Luton are playing on Saturday, eh? We'll get that on the bus. Forest Sunday. We'll get that in the airport.
Manchester City.
Forest. Who are Luton playing?
Someone easy.
Oh.
Someone down the bottom, I think. So they may well pull ahead again. All to play for.
Nail biting. Four matches left in the Premier League?
Premier League,
jeez. You guys are talking a different language to me. There's 19 matches left in the AFL.
19?
Great game today. Collingwood.
Is that the sport where they run around in wife beaters?
Yeah, that's the one. It's also a hard man sport. You're allowed to get hit. You're allowed to, touch each other. Sort of. Bit of contact.
So that's what that's Aussie rules?
That is.
You don't call football, you call it soccer, eh?
Soccer.
Yeah. All right. Spinky and I, we're football men, eh? English Premier League.
Real football.
Yeah, real football. But so back to the final climb, when you attacked, did anyone follow?
Yeah, some Bora fella.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Did Hindley?
No, so I thought it was Hindley. Then I thought it was... And then I flicked the elbow, didn't get a turn.
Didn't get a turn.
Knew Hindley would give me a turn.
Yeah,
so ruled him out. Then thought, I must be Vlasov then. Wasn't Vlasov. So I'm not sure who it was.
Who was that?
Chapeau to him.
Yeah, but you obviously dropped him.
Yeah, well, he didn't give me a turn, so...
It was Vlasov. No, it wasn't Vlasov. All right.
Didn't give me a tag.
So then you just... Did you attack him or you just rolled him off the wheel?
Up the tempo. Fake attack. Like, didn't want him to think I attacked him, but made sure I got rid of him. And then the old cyclocross boy, Thibaut Nice, just...
Fair play.
Too quick. Absolutely dispatched me in the sprint, to be fair.
Good ride. They're in the break all day, eh? Solid ride.
In the break all day. And to be fair, they put 4 seconds to me into the sprint in the last 200 metres, so...
Well, a big effort to close in there. Did you ride off watts or just off feel? Were you looking at the watts on the Garmin?
Yeah, time and watts.
Time,
all about
time. Of course time. But you're focusing on how many watts you were pushing. Yeah. How many were you doing when you attacked?
It was 440 for 20.
440 for 20?
Yeah.
How much do you weigh?
68.
Jesus.
So it was good watts.
Pretty good. And I heard you say you had some good watties when you attacked in the sprint. Despite not winning the sprint, you had a good max.
Cracked 1,000 watts, which doesn't happen very often for me, so
solid.
I'll take that.
It's good for
four figures, that's big. Four figures.
Shit.
So, we'll take that.
Nice.
Well, I'll let you finish your bowl of rice, and then maybe consider getting dressed.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Potentially. A beautiful countryside we're driving past here.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Big lake here in Swiss. Is that Lake Geneva? My God.
Andrew's place is just down there.
You live down there, Andrew? Andrew, one of our sports directors? Not bad. Anyway, we're going into a tunnel, even though that doesn't really affect the reception on the podcast.
It definitely affects the reception.
But it's a good excuse to shut it down. Now we've taken a turn for the team. Bought the Bros Chronicles back into the bus. And let's hope it'll stay on the bus for the next one as well.
Yates and Heppy up next.
I think it would be interesting to hear, get one from the chicks doing the... They're starting the Vuelta, eh?
Vuelta preview.
Team time? Does it start with the team title?
Does, Triple T. Panotti's over there with
him. Oh, well, if so Panotti's there, he will sprinkle a bit of team time trial prep dust.
Yeah, a bit of fairy
and
dust
that should go well. Do you know how long it is?
18K, stab in the dark.
Is it really?
It's a good one.
Wow, where's Valencia? In Valencia.
Whitey's hometown.
Oh, wow. Well, hopefully we'll pass the baton on to when the chicks win the team time trial in the Vuelta in a couple of days. But that's enough from our side. Hopefully the sound's all right. It's been recorded on my rather busted iPhone. But anyway.
Ciao for now.
Maybe we'll come back tomorrow if Plappy or Simon wins the time trial. Could go 1-2 in the time trial tomorrow.
Simon, you never finished outside the top 10.
In Romandy?
No, in a TT on the new on the Trinity. He's got his headphones.
Oh, Simon's got his headphones. He's already imagining the time trial. You should be doing the same, Plappy.
Yeah, I'll get my plane rising.
Get on the Vela viewer. All right, I'll enjoy the view. Okay, ciao for now. Thanks. Bye.